Now, in the course of their daily work, they stumble across something that is completely unrelated to their work in any sort of necessary sense. For example, an intimate nude photo of someone in a sexually compromising situation, but they're extremely attractive. So what do? They turn around in their chair and they show their coworker. And their coworker says, oh, hey, that's great. Send that to Bill down the way. And then Bill sends it to George. George sends it to Tom. And sooner or later, this person's whole life has been seen by all of these other people. It's never reported. Nobody ever knows about it because the auditing of these systems is incredibly weak. The fact that your private images, records of your private lives, records of your intimate moments have been taken from your private communication stream, from the intended recipient, and given to the government without any specific authorization, without any specific need, is itself a violation of your rights. Why is that in a government database?
And you saw instances of that happening?
Absolutely, yeah.
Numerous, or?
It's routine enough, depending on sort of the company you keep, it could be more or less frequent. But these are seen as sort of the fringe benefits of surveillance positions.
You say the auditing is not that good that it would pick up on the sharing of that kind of
material. A 29-year-old walked in and out of the NSA with all of their private records. What does that say about their auditing?